been joined by our third place finisher, Denny Hamlin, driver of the number 11 FedEx Ground Toyota. And Denny, considering where you guys started off yesterday, I know that you know finishing third is a strong improvement. But coming to Richmond is always a place that you want to visit Victory Lane. So I'm sure you're slightly disappointed as well. Tell us a little bit about your night and ultimately coming home here third.
Yeah, I mean, probably would have taken it after yesterday, but we got close there. We just got better as the race went on. We were, 13th, 15th, something like that in the first half of the race. Just weren't very strong, and we just made some really good adjustments that got us rolling towards the front, especially on long runs. So we got to the top five. Then we had some pit stops there. We gained a few spots there, but restarting on that outside line, it was a huge deficit, and I just couldn't get the grip that I needed to try to run with the 18 side by side into turn one. That's really all I wanted. It's just be within one car length getting in turn one, and I just couldn't get it.
Okay, we're gonna go ahead and take questions for Denny. If you have one, please raise your hand, state your name and affiliation, and we'll start in the back.
Mark Davis, NBC 12 in Richmond. Denny, kind of piggybacking off that, yesterday in here you said your issues were, you called them pretty major and said you hadn't had them in years. I mean, is that kind of an A-plus for your crew to get that car from that to in a position to win?
Yeah, definitely. I definitely consider that a great job by my team to get me in the ballpark for sure. I mean, the last thing you want to do is come here and kind of get embarrassed and not run well, especially when you know what you need out of your race car. They did a good job of making good adjustments overnight. We still weren't that good, but we just had some good circumstances that got us up front there at the end.
Okay, we've also been joined by our second place finisher, Chase Elliott, driver of the number 9 Napa Chevrolet. And Chase, we'll go to you quickly for a quick recap of your night to come home in second place here at Richmond.
Yeah, just a very fortunate circumstances there at the end for us with the way the restarts went, and having a short run there at the end was definitely in our favor. So it was nice to be on the good end of things for the first time in a while. So looking forward to, we have to be realistic, I think, about how we ran tonight. I think the result shouldn't weigh into how hard we work this week because we have some work to do, and I think that we have to keep that in mind.
All right, we'll continue with questions for Denny or Chase, okay? We'll go to Paul, please.
Paul Woody, Richmond Times-Dispatch. Denny, if you don't mind talking about it for a second, Kyle is awfully good on restarts. Do you have any, what makes him so good, and is it a real challenge to try to beat him off the line in those situations?
It is. He's really good at gaming the restarts, kind of mixing it up with, where he takes off and everything. But I think this one is more so just that the top has just got a real big deficit. You can't, especially at this track, if you're just a millisecond behind, when they get in the throttle and they have the preferred groove, they can really take off. And I just wanted to be within one car length of him getting in turn one at some point, but I just couldn't hold it up there. So, he's real good on restarts, and whenever you can dictate them, you really look strong.
Okay, any questions upstairs in the press box? Okay, we'll come back downstairs. Any final questions? Okay, we'll go to Matt.
Matt Weaver, AutoWeek.com. For both of you guys, the first two stages went clean and green outside of the competition caution. So, do you guys surprised by that? What creates the long green flag runs?
Less debris cautions really is the biggest thing, and these cars are fairly reliable now. The drivers take care of their cars more so than they used to, and it's just a kind of a product of that. I mean, NASCAR has chosen to let these races kind of play out fairly for the competitors, and it's might not always be the best for TV, but it's certainly fair for us.
Yeah, I mean, I would say similar response. I think that, we have two planned debris cautions each race, and I think that that's kind of how they view that now, which is perfectly fine. It's how the race would naturally play out without them, so I don't have an issue with it.
Thank you. All right, I believe we have another question in the back.
Mark Davis from Channel 12 here in Richmond again. Question for both you guys. This race, the night races here typically start a little after 7:30. This one's starting a little after 6:30. How much does that affect the track and how much the track changes and how much that changes your race and your guys' respective plans throughout the course of the evening?
Yeah, it's definitely a little different. There was, the sun was a little bit of a pain there as it was setting on the back stretch. So it's a different dynamic than I've been used to here, at least in my few starts on the cup side. So I feel like the track did take a little bit of a swing. I thought the guys that were, there was a couple guys that were good at the beginning that were really bad when it got dark. So definitely a swing of events there.
All right. I believe we had another question.
Nick Vandalog, Progress Index. Denny, once again, talk about how your pit crew helped you to get up there and what's been key to him being so consistently strong and getting you putting you in those positions.
Yeah, they did a really good job today. That's for sure. I mean, we've been mediocre. I think if you look at, stats through the year, we've been mediocre on pit road. I've been atrocious on pit road, but we had a good stop there towards the end of the race. I don't know if the other guys had issues or not, but I know the 78 looked like he had some issues on pit road, but we capitalized, did a good job of I could feel it was a clean couple stops there, and that really helped us with our track position.
All right, any final questions? Okay, we'll take a question from Bob.
Bob Pockris, ESPN. Denny, when Kyle's winning back-to-back-to-back, I mean, can you tell, is he in any sort of zone, or is he in any sort of, are you just like, wow, he's just
kicking ass?
Yeah.
Yeah, he is, and, I think he's winning them different ways. I mean, I thought tonight, I don't know how much he was up front. He was just right in front of me for most of the day, maybe two, three spots ahead. When we were struggling, he was struggling, and obviously our cars, all the Toyotas got a little bit better when it turned night there. And then I thought, really, honestly, his pit crew did a great job getting him out first there. And it's once you can start dictating these restarts on green, white checkers and 10 laps to go, it's really hard to beat you. So they're winning them in dominating fashion, and they're winning them by being up front and putting themselves in position. And tonight they probably won on pit road. So it's several different ways.
All right. Any final questions? Okay, we'll take one more question for Matt.
One more for Denny. Have you seen any big change in Kyle over the past couple of years? Because he wins the race, he goes into the stands, and the fans are accepting him. A part of that's Dale Jr., of course, giving him like the baby face rub, I'm calling it. But is he becoming a softer Kyle Busch?
I don't think so. I think he's the same, guy. He's obviously matured. He's got, kids and obviously Samantha that – is a good support group for him. So I think he's just gotten older. That's the biggest thing. Once you get in your 30s, it seems like a lot of things change personally for you. He's got a ways till that happens. But it's just different kind of fun that you have when you're a little bit older. And he's really ultra focused on, trying to win more championships, as we all are. But, I think he's been a great teammate, especially this year. I think this year we've probably talked more than we ever have. I think our relationship, me and him personally, is as good as it's ever been. We obviously need to look to them and see what we can do to be better, because obviously they're just a tick better than us on a consistent weekly basis.
Okay, I believe we have one final question in the press box. Go ahead.
Lee Spencer, RBN. Chase, there's been a lot of fan reaction on Twitter throughout the earlier course of the race, saying, it's all a Ford and Toyota show. You kind of feel that Hendrick is catching up, and where have you seen gains if that's the case?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've been getting better for sure, over the course of the past handful of weeks. I thought last week was really probably our best effort as a company. Obviously we crashed there at the beginning, but I felt like our car was solid throughout the whole weekend, and obviously our teammates ran well. So I think we have to continue to be realistic with ourselves. We can't look at the results tonight and think, we're right there, because in reality I think we still have some work to do, and I think anybody amongst our team would say the same thing. I'm not knocking anyone or anybody on my team or whoever But we all know we need to do better, and I think that we just have to be realistic with ourselves.
All right. Denny, Chase, thank you guys both for your time. Best of luck next weekend in Talladega.